Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettiner, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society, to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dan's Talks. My guest today is Zach Tunick, man involved with real estate and construction here on Long Island, who's been doing some beautiful and quite a lot of different work. His wife is a broker. I'm speaking to him in Florida, where he is temporarily, I suppose, because I can tell when he's home because I live next door to him, but that's neither here nor there in East Hampton. What I wanted to ask you, Zach, was where are you from? Where were you raised? And tell me a little bit about that.
Well, first, I want to say thank you, Dan, for inviting me onto this podcast today. We do share a lot in common, which I'll talk about after. One of the things is we also share the same fashion. And I was going to wear my white shirt today, but I admire you, so I like to look like you as well. But anyway, I'm from New York City and born and raised in New York City. And I've been coming to the Hamptons most of my life.
Oh, to which part?
Well, we started in Hampton Bays. My father, who was an attorney, had a client, the Gotthelfs, and they had a house and a boat in Hampton Bays. And we shared amazing summers on their houseboat. And they had a little Donzie that we would take out into the inlet. And, you know, we just had great times in the Hamptons.
What was your education? Were you raised in Manhattan itself?
Yes. Yes, I was. But I also went to middle school and high school in Westchester, Hastings High School. And then I came back to the city to start my construction career in between high school and college in 1983.
I was told that you did a lot of interior work in New York City, designing in apartments and stuff like that. Is that where you found you had a talent?
Yes. I always admired architecture, which I recently learned that you did as well. And I wasn't a Harvard-trained architect, like many of your guests probably don't know that you are. I went to NYU at night and took some architecture courses. But my whole life, I thought I'd be an architect. I never was one. I'm a self-trained architect, but
Well, we share that.
Yes, we do.
Because I never practiced either. I went into journalism or whatever you want to call this.
But it is a passion of yours.
Yes, and I think so is yours. I guess you've moved out of Manhattan now, or are you still there?
Yeah, no. We actually gave up our apartment at the beginning of COVID. But I always had a foot in the door in the city. I love the Big Apple, but I'd prefer to live on the East End and not in the city, but visit.
What are some projects you've done? Tell me about them.
In the Hamptons or in the city?
Both. Start out with the city and then move along.
So, I as a young man, I worked on a lot of the skyscrapers in the city, starting with Trump Towers in '83. And then I did a lot of Battery Park City. And this is just as a worker. And then I became management for Tishman Construction. And I was assistant super as a young man on 7 World Trade Center, after which I started my own construction company and took on small projects, and they got larger. And did commercial and residential all over the city until 2000, when I was building my own summer house out east in East Hampton, as well as my first spec home, which was a 4,000 square foot spec house on the East End. And then shortly thereafter, I started a brokerage firm and became a real estate broker. And I did a little of both, brokerage and development, from the early 2000s till now.
Where was your spec house?
The first one was 287 Ponds Road in Watermill.
And how large was it?
It was 4,000 feet on the two floors, plus a 2,000 square foot unfinished attic and a 2,000 square foot basement. So it could have been a quite substantial home, what was interesting about it, it was a prefab. And back then that was a dirty word. You know, you don't want to do prefab, but you know, for my first project in the Hamptons, we wanted to do something that was easier, didn't take as much time on the site. So we had this constructed in a factory down south, and we did the permitting. And while the permitting was being done, we could actually start the construction. So it cut down some time. But at the time, they weren't doing prefabs with much flair on the design end. So we did a custom interior and a custom exterior, you know, to match Hampton style, like cedar and et cetera. So we saved a little time by not putting up the frame, which is quick, but more of the mechanicals, a lot of the plumbing, electric, everything was installed already in the sheetrock.
How many projects are you currently involved with?
Well, Dan, we're much more involved in development now. So we are 7 days a week all in on Douglas Elliman, Brokerage, East End. We do some things out of state and on referral, like both here in Miami and in California. But we're primarily focusing on brokerage in the Hamptons, anywhere from primarily Southampton to East. But we have projects in West Hampton, and we will show properties all the way up to Montauk.
Tell me about your personal life, your marriage and family.
Well, I'm married to my beautiful wife of almost 20 years together this Memorial Day. Her name is Nicole. We met, it's a Hamptons love story. We met at a developer's house. So there was a gentleman who was partners with one of the largest developers out here at the time. And he threw a Memorial Day party every summer. And I started inviting more of my friends to attend this party. And 20 years ago, this Memorial Day, my friend brought my wife. And I saw her, and the rest was history.
You have family, kids?
We do not, unfortunately. We just didn't have children. We love kids and animals, but we don't have any.
Ah, well, maybe you will adopt and bring that into your life. What is the largest project you've ever been involved with?
The last house that I sold and built was a ground up, and it was 11,000 square feet in Southampton on the water. And what was unique and interesting about this project, it was an historic home to begin with that was here for hundreds of years. And
where was it exactly?
It was originally, and I forget the address off of Noyak, but we changed the address to 18 Kendall's Lane. So we closed off the entrance to Noyak and opened it up onto Kendall's, which is a private street. So it's a lot safer, you know, to enter and to knock out some of the road noise off of Noyak. We closed it off. But what was unique about this build, the traditional home is not as desirable and everyone's going modern. And this house was historic, which I can appreciate, but people want to live differently today with open rooms. So we kept the front facade of this house historic, and I even reclaimed the bricks from the original home and reused them.
Tell me about it, what it was originally, what it looked like.
So when I got it,
When was it built?
So I forget exactly. I think it was 1780 is when it was originally built. But that, I don't know the exact square footage of the original home, but I kept the hand-hewn beams because I find it quite significant to keep the history. But the house that I inherited was 4,000 square feet, and the additions were probably done in the early 1900s.
Was this a house you lived in?
No. It's just something I fell in love with as a broker. My wife and I saw this home, fell in love with it, and we wanted to make sure that it would be around forever. And so we took on the project. We made it much larger. We made it to today's living. And it was very modern inside, and but historic outside. It was very nice.
What are some of the amenities of the house? You mentioned it was on the water.
Right. So it had two deep water docks. It had room for tennis. It had a 65 or 70 foot black granite infinity lap pool. It had a movie theater, a very large movie theater. It had two primary suites, one on the first floor and one upstairs. It had an incredible chef's kitchen and a walk-in butler's pantry bigger than most of the apartments. It was a really wonderful home.
Well, I guess you can't tell me about who owns it today, but...
Well, yeah, for privacy purposes, no, I can't. But a very nice family from New York City bought this so that they could have a generational home in the Hamptons that everyone can be at. It's a very large home with, you know, 8 bedrooms and plenty of space.
Well, this is going to be fun. Talk about the house next door to where I live, up on the top of the hill.
So for everyone out there in television land, Dan and I are neighbors. And I learned a very interesting story about the property that we acquired. The house that we acquired that is our latest project is a home that Dan designed with his dear friend, right? A famous architect, Jaffe. Norman Jaffe, yes. And the house was way ahead of its time because it had 10-foot ceilings and 8-foot doors all directed out at the water, which is what people are building today. And something built in the 80s to be so significant today as far as exactly how you would design it was, you know, way ahead of your time.
You bought it. I had lived in it a while and then sold it to a congressman and he lived in it for a lot of years. And then when did you buy it? About 2 years ago?
Something like that, about 2 years ago. And actually, I think it was Senator Lewis who you sold it to. Unfortunately, you know, Senator Lewis is no longer with us, but his widow came by the property and she said there was nothing but love on that property. They lived there for 26 or 27 years and had the best times of their lives.
That's an indoor pool.
Indoor-outdoor pool, which I totally rebuilt. It's really fabulous. In the winter, that room gets upward of 100 degrees on its own, and you can adjust the temperature of the room by just opening the French doors.
Tell me about some of the current projects you're involved with.
So, Dan, like I said, we're not building anything today. We're actually just finishing off that house as far as just tweaking it. And we're always renovating our other homes. We have several homes around the Hamptons that we rent out in the summertime. So we're always doing improvements to the other projects, but we don't have anything being built as of today. But we are working on, we have a development team we work with. And I'll tell you about some of those projects. So we actually find properties for our development team to purchase, and we consult with them on how they should renovate to make sense for each project. And then we reposition them and put them on the market. So we just brought back on the market a wonderful home in Southampton at 392 North McGee Street, which is a stunning home. It's HGTV design team, actually. And they have a sister house off of Noyack Road, which is 2803 Noyack Road, which is a little gem box. It's a small house that has an incredible primary suite overlooking the water. It's just stunning. I'd like to take you someday to see it. It's beautiful. And we also have one at 110 Division Street, which is probably the most exciting development project we're doing right now today. It's about 5,000 feet of historic construction in Sag Harbor Village, and it's a captain's house. So there's only so many of those old homes around. Yeah. And the whole house has been lifted and being brought up to today's standard as far as construction and design. So that will be coming to the market within a week or two.
What's the address for that?
110 Division Street.
Talk a little bit about the projects you're doing elsewhere. You mentioned Florida. You're in Florida, some other places and things, Manhattan.
So we do projects. We have friends and clients that have homes all over the world. And when we meet with them in Miami or anywhere in Florida, we sometimes consult and help them as brokers find their Florida residents. We did the same thing with existing clients in California, selling their home there and finding them a new one. But I could also tell you, I don't know if I should say who bought the home, but I can tell you whose home we did sell. Purchase. We purchased Britney Spears' house in California, which is pretty exciting.
Oh, tell me a little bit about that house.
I actually never visited that home. It was all virtual. It basically, we used another team that is an expert in the area from Douglas Elliman to do the actual day-to-day, but we just did the negotiating and behind the scenes from the Hamptons.
And what do you like to do in the Hamptons when you're not working?
So I'm glad you asked, because the reason I moved to the Hamptons and always loved the Hamptons is the natural beauty of the Hamptons. The lighting is spectacular, and I love the lakes, the beaches, the waterways of the bay and the ocean. I love to kayak, canoe, windsurf, paddleboard, boating and fishing. I love all the outdoor sports that you can imagine of the Hamptons. Lately, I haven't been doing quite as many because we just work nonstop. Need to stop and smell the roses sometimes and pursue the hobbies. Tennis, golf, you know, there's a lot of great things to do.
Yeah, sure is. We both look out on Three Mile Harbor. Your house is higher up, and I'm sort of in front of you, so you kind of look over me, but we have this wonderful view. And in the summer, we get besides a lot of, you know, birds and boats and stuff, Paddle Diva.
Correct.
Have you seen her? She is a teacher and has a paddle board that she will have 5 or 6 people following her on different paddle boards, but they're standing up, and they look like ducks in a row, and she has a little business out there.
Well, I might be above you with my home, but I look up to you in life.
Oh, thank you for that. But you mentioned you're putting a boat right out in the front in the water, which I did for many years.
Yeah. So I actually first, Paddle Diva, I did visit them last summer, because I wanted to store my paddleboard there. I'm going to do it at the marina where I keep the boat, which will be right in front of the house. And I'd love for you to come paddleboarding with me if you would dare try. If not, I'm definitely going to take you on the boat, and we're going to go to lunch at Duryea's together.
Sure. I'd be happy to do it and try whatever you think.
Have you tried paddleboarding?
No, I never did.
Do you think that's something we should try to tackle, or is it a little too much?
It's probably too much at this age, but it's a nice thought.
So we'll do boating. We'll go boating, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. We will. Tell me a little bit about your mom was rather prominent also in Manhattan. Tell me about that.
She was and she wasn't, in the sense that she was one of the original artists from Soho, but she wasn't recognized as much because she wasn't really a business person or so much into selling her artwork as opposed to just actually enjoying making art. So she really loved painting. And she actually, if you look, there's a book called Soho in the 70s, and there's a page on Lois Tunick in that book. And there's a lot of prominent figures that you would know who they are in that book. So she was recognized as someone on the Soho scene in the 70s, but not necessarily a household name at all. So it's a good book to take a look at.
Where did you grow up in the city? What part of the city?
So when my parents were together, we were in Washington Square Village, which is the 4 towers with the park in the middle of it, which I think the NYU professors mostly lived there. When my parents got divorced when I was about 5, mom moved down to Soho. But back then, we thought she was crazy. It was a truck route. You know, there was nothing going on there. It was just warehouses and trucks. And a lot of the original artists would live in these unrenovated, not terrific, but very large spaces.
Lofts.
Yeah. And dad moved up to Sutton Place. So I would go back and forth between the two of them.
Do you have brothers and sisters too?
I do. I have one brother. His name is Justin. He's the manager at M&T Bank in East Hampton. So we're all out there. It's local.
Thank you for being on this podcast. I appreciate it, getting to know you even better than I already do.
Yeah, and, well, I'm looking forward to seeing you, not on camera, in person. We're going to spend some good time this summer together.
Okay. I'd look forward to that. And thank you.
Thank you for having me today. Thank you, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.